The situation in Kazakhstan is an aggression of international terrorism, and Maidan technologies were used during the protests in this country. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a corresponding statement during the online summit of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO, on Monday, 10 January, explaining the deployment of troops in Kazakhstan. "Our brotherly country, a CSTO member, has faced an unprecedented challenge to its statehood, integrity and sovereignty. The threat to Kazakhstan's statehood was not caused by spontaneous protests over fuel prices, but by the fact that destructive internal and external forces took advantage of the situation. At the same time, the technologies of forceful information support typical of Maidan protests were actively used, and well-organized and controlled groups of militants, including terrorists, who had been apparently trained in camps abroad, were involved," Putin said. He also called the peacekeeping operation in Kazakhstan extremely timely and legitimate, while the CSTO, in his opinion, really demonstrated its potential, its ability to act quickly, decisively, and effectively. At the same time, experts drew attention to the fact that the Russian president called Kazakhstan his home. "We understand that the events in Kazakhstan are not the first and not the last attempt to intervene in the internal affairs of our countries from outside. And the CSTO decisions have made it clear that we will not allow the situation at home to be shaken and the scenario of so-called color revolutions will not be implemented," Putin stressed. During the online summit, Kazakh President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev reported the full restoration of order in the republic in an attempted coup. According to him, the main goal of terrorists was to seize power. During the riots, the city of Almaty and nine regions were in the hands of bandits, and the protest organizers used peaceful rallies as a guise. "Religious radicals, bandits, looters, and petty hooligans emerged right on cue," Tokayev said. He added that evidence of a terrorist attack on Kazakhstan would be presented in the near future. According to the president, 2,030 troops and 250 units of equipment of the CSTO peacekeeping mission are currently deployed in the country. 16 security forces were killed in the protests, while the number of civilian casualties is being established. Tokayev also claims that the authorities allegedly complied with all the demands of the protesters. The Ministry of Internal Affairs of Kazakhstan reported the detention of almost 8,000 people. Currently, a state of emergency has been imposed throughout the country. Bodin Marushak,